On a recent Focus on the Family radio broadcast, Jim Daly and I had the chance to talk with Karis Kimmel Murray about her book, Grace-Based Discipline, and how you can be at your best even when your kids are at their worst. Following that conversation, we talked with Karis about her experiences raising a daughter with ADHD.
Karis, around the fourth grade, I think it was, your daughter Lydia began to exhibit some unhealthy behaviors. I'm sure as a parent you're thinking, okay, what do we got to do? All of us parents do that. But that led to quite a discovery for you and your daughter and for your family. What happened?
Yeah. I would say it kind of came to a head in the fourth grade, but we realized that she had ADHD.
And well, that's hyperactivity.
Yeah, attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, which is probably the worst name for the condition that exists, because it's not a deficit of attention. In fact, it's paying attention to everything at once.
Right.
It's an inability to regulate attention over time. And it's called a disorder because it meets that, you know, criteria in terms of medically how we define it. But, you know, disorder makes it seem as though it's always a negative. And I do think that in ways it's a gift.
Yeah. It's a uniqueness.
It's a uniqueness, right. But for our daughter, you know, she is very smart and, you know, she doesn't know her IQ score. We haven't shared that with her, but I know what it is. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know,
very
high
smart.
Intelligence, yeah. Higher than average. She's smarter than me. And yet she was struggling big time in school. Mm. So we were seeing a big disparity between what we knew her intelligence and abilities were and how she was able to actually, I don't want to say perform in school because we're not asking her to perform, but she was just not coping well in school. Her teachers from early on would give us commentary on her, you know, on her report cards and in parent-teacher conferences, just saying, you know, she is so smart, she is so capable, she's so articulate, has great ideas.
But we can't
she's
get her
kind.
To sit still.
Yeah, she's kind, she's a great friend, she's well-mannered, but she cannot produce any work independently at all.
Mm.
You know, it's appropriate for kids in second, third, fourth grade to need some reminders about what they're supposed to be doing from the teacher.
Right.
You know, so teachers would say, a neurotypical kid needs 3 or 4 reminders in an hour to remind them, okay, it's time to sit down and work on this paper or whatever it is they're supposed to be doing. Lydia needed 12 reminders in 10 minutes.
Constant, yeah.
To stay on task. And she knew that she was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she'd come home from school, she would face homework, and it's homework that would probably take kids 20, 30 minutes to do. It would take her 2, 3, 4 hours to do. It was completely consuming our life. And she also wasn't sleeping.
Mm.
She was my kid who didn't sleep through the night even once until she was about 11 months old. And then after that, she really didn't sleep consistently through the night at all until she was 9 or 10.
Mm.
So she wasn't sleeping. And there was one night that I went in to put her to bed, and it had just been a real hard day. And she said, you know, Mom, sometimes I just wish that I could go to heaven and be with God.
Mm. Just the pressure and the stress.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've talked to her about this after the fact, and I wrote about it in my book, and I always make sure to get, you know, express consent from my kids when I share stories about them. And so I wanted her to read what I'd written and make sure it was okay with her that I shared that story in particular where she said that. And she said, you know, Mom, I wasn't really saying I wanted to die necessarily. Like, I don't even think I had that concept. I just thought it's got to be easier to be in heaven than it is to be here, which is true. It is going to be easier to be in heaven than it is to be here.
No sorrow.
For sure.
Yeah.
But as a mom, that was a huge wake-up call.
And I can see the emotion that you're expressing.
Just talking about it now, it's like,
For
a child to feel so overwhelmed that she just didn't want to be in her life anymore.
You know, so often parents feel incapacitated.
Yeah.
I mean, in part, I'm seeing your tears as an expression of that. What do we do?
What do we do?
And what going through that kind of thing, because that is a common diagnosis today.
It is.
That's not
it
rare.
Is. Yeah, it's not rare.
ADD, ADHD.
Yeah.
Speak to the parent who is struggling that feels like, what do we do? We're hearing our fourth grader make a comment like that.
Make a comment like that.
What advice, what lifeline would you throw to them?
Maybe ADHD. It might be something else. It could be learning disabilities. It could be autism spectrum disorder. It could be any number of things across the spectrum. But as parents, it's really easy to react in fear and to it just freaks you out when your kid is struggling that much because you're just terrified for them. And so we really have to get a hold of our fears. We got to take them captive. And we got to make them obedient to Christ, which means recognizing his power and that he does have the power to come into the situation and to help us. But I would say, please get help.
Yeah,
don't please
hold
reach
back.
Out. Yeah. There's so much available to us now that was not even available 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Reach out. If your kid is in a public school, and this is one of the reasons I am an advocate for public school, there's wonderful ways to educate your kids other than that, but one of the great triumphs of public school is that they are equipped, and not just equipped but required to come alongside you and help your child.
Right.
Your school probably has a school psychologist on staff, and start the process of moving forward with that. And obviously you want spiritual reinforcement as well. But I am somebody who believes that mental health is a medical issue. Mm. There are obviously, we're mind, body, and spirit. There are spiritual aspects to it, and we should be praying with and for our kids anyway. But when they have some kind of a mental health disorder, or if it's a learning disability, there are people that can help with that.
Yeah.
And so start the process, get a good assessment. That's step one. Don't try to self-diagnose them, stay off the internet until you really know
yeah,
what's going
true.
On, right? Because that can be a little bit too overwhelming for parents. But get a good diagnosis.
Yeah.
Go to somebody who can assess them kind of comprehensively, because there might be more than one thing going on at the same time, too.
That's
and so
true.
You need a good clinician that can determine what's going on and then determine what the next step is. And then listen to advice. Get multiple opinions, but go to a doctor, get an assessment, and then start to do what they're asking you to do. And for ADHD, a lot of the time that's medication as a first step. Medication is not for everyone, but it helps a lot of people.
Hmm.
About 80% of people with ADHD respond positively to the first medication that they try.
Hmm.
And so that can kind of be the first step to help get the brain chemistry operating the way that God designed it to operate. And then there are other things, like for our daughter, we did a lot of occupational therapy where she's relearning things that her brain couldn't learn because the chemistry was off.
Mm,
so
sure.
Learning how to plan, learning how to strategize, learning how to organize, and then learning a lot of compensations that she needs to do because her brain is wired differently that she might not see other students needing to do.
And it sounds like she's doing well today.
She's doing amazing today.
That's good.
And she brought home an honor roll certificate.
There you go.
Did you
get the bumper sticker?
They don't give those out anymore.
That's good.
And I probably would bring shame on the school by putting it on the back of my car based on the way that I drive. But it was a big discovery. I discovered I also have ADHD,
mm-hmm.
and my dad has it as well. So going through this process with my daughter helped me see that I needed to get
some
treatment
help.
And support for myself as well. And I'm sure I would not have written this book if I hadn't gone through that process.
Too big a challenge.
So it was just too much to continue over the process of years that it takes to write a book.
Yeah.
So I really think God used her in my life as well, used those struggles to really...
it's a beautiful story.
To put us on a path.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah.
That's good.